The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a disappointing night in Anaheim in front of a crowd of 16,628 fans. The final score is the Anaheim Ducks 6 and the San Jose Sharks 1. There weren't any penalties at all until the third period when things got a little hairy, but Anaheim would take the 1-0 lead at 2:59 when Leo Carlson made a brilliant move, dangling against a forward-playing defense in Ty Dellandrea and taking advantage of that fact and then dishing it up top, kind of across the way against Yaroslav Askarov. Leo Carlson got his 28th of the season, assisted by Chris Kreider and Pavel Minchukov, and suddenly the Ducks were in front 1-0. At the 6:20 mark of the first period, it would be John Carlson's turn to shine. He took passes from Mikhail Granlund and Pavel Minchukov and blasted one past Askarov for his first of three goals on the night. The 36-year-old Carlson getting his 12th goal of the season at 6:20 of the game. It was 2-0 in favor of Anaheim. Then, in the second period, San Jose got a couple of shots, but again, for the second consecutive frame, they were unable to get their first shot on goal until the second half of the period. They didn't get any goals. Anaheim got one. It happened at 5:15 of the second period. Alex Killorn getting his 14th of the season after Beckett Seneca got the assist. Then, third period action came, and we talked about the penalties. The Sharks got into trouble at 9:40 with the score 3-0, and Colin Graf took a two-minute holding call to give the Ducks their first power play chance. John Carlson would blast a shot from Troy Terry and Beckett Seneca to get his second goal of the night and 13th of the season. That was at 10:31. It was 4-0 Anaheim. Then the Sharks finally would get on the board, as at 12:40 of the period, Shakir Mukhamadulin would get his fifth of the year. Moving in, Anaheim has a chance now. Terry shoots it, knocked away. Coming back the other way, Toffoli bulls his way to the puck. He moves into the zone. He's got Eklund with him. He turns away, drops it back for a breaking Mukhamadulin. He scores! Shakir Mukhamadulin breaks the shutout.
We talked about it and it worked!
7:20 to play in the third period, and now it's 4-1. We had just talked about the fact that when you mention a goaltender having a shutout, somehow the hockey gods find a way to have it come to a close. And that's exactly what occurred. Nice play, actually, on that goal by Tyler Toffoli to have control of the puck, hang on to it, and then spot Mukhamadulin breaking down the middle. And Mook didn't even realize the puck was in the net, but he got his fifth of the year at 12:40, the only bright spot, really, for the Sharks for most of the day.
Yeah, his intention was to, you know, Toffoli was to beat his guy wide and get a shot off. When he knew that couldn't happen, he did the right thing. Pulls up, waits for the late guy, and give credit to Mukhamadulin, jumped by his check and made a great shot.
And so it was 4-1 at that point. But then the Sharks got into more penalty trouble. Sam Dickinson got a two-minute holding call at 13:41, and just 6 seconds later, after the penalty kill started, Vinny Desharnais was whistled off the ice for a high-sticking call. With a 5-on-3 penalty situation, it would be Anaheim scoring on that two-man advantage at 14:03. Who else but John Carlson tonight? The 36-year-old plus got his 14th of the season, assisted by Terry and Granlund. It was his first career hat trick, and he is one of only three defensemen in the history of the National Hockey League to ever score a hat trick 36 years of age or older.
That is impressive, to be able to continue to produce offensively at the ripe old age of 36. You know, that's most guys are winding down. He's still finding a way to produce.
Just in case you're wondering who the other defensemen are, Matthew Schneider actually did it twice, and Niklas Lidström, one of the greatest defensemen ever, did it once. Red Kelly also was a defenseman for much of his career, and he does have a hat trick above the age of 36. But by that time, he was playing center for the Toronto Maple Leafs, so you could put a little asterisk next to that one. But there's no asterisk next to John Carlson's performance tonight. I think he's been a huge pickup for this Anaheim team.
Yeah, he has. And you think about how young they are in all situations. And in an offensive situation, he gets to come here and still has a lot of hockey left in him. I've heard nothing but good things about him as a teammate and a person, so you know he's going to be good in their room as well.
Only one more goal to tell you about. That was at 17:32. Mason McTavish walking out of the right-wing corner with the puck. He's a left-handed shot. Threw it to the net. Yaroslav Askarov making the stick save, but trailing the play on a kind of a miscommunication by the Sharks' defense. Frank Vetrano backhanded the rebound home and got his fifth of the season. McTavish the only assist to make the final score. Anaheim 6 and the Sharks 1. San Jose ended up with only 17 shots. They only had 14 last night against Edmonton. That's got to change. Anaheim had 14 shots on goal in the third period. It really poured on the Coles, and they had 33 shots for the night. 30th win of the season for Lukáš Dostál. A couple of other notes about the game. Number one, Yaroslav Askarov gave up 6 goals, and it was not a 6 goal against night for the goaltender. He made some pretty good saves. In fact, one in the first period on Leo Carlson after Sam Dickinson fell down in the corner, and then another one on Chris Kreider about 7 minutes into the third when the Sharks were still in danger of maybe getting back into the game, but unfortunately it went the other way. So kudos to Askarov for staying focused until the end.
Not often you say that a goaltender played well and they lose 6-1, but he really did. I thought that, you think about how lopsided the shots and chances were. He kept this team, particularly in the first and second period, in this hockey game.
Also, Kiefer Sherwood definitely came to play. He is an intense guy when he wants to get the best out of his body for his team. He had 12 hits in the game. 12.
That's a lot of hits. That is impressive.
He also had a shot toward the net, had a penalty, and he just was doing everything he can to get the team back to where they belong. So those are the two little spotlights that we'll put on people, along with Shakir Mukhamudulin, who ended up not playing last night and coming back into the lineup and scoring a goal.
Yeah, huge for him, and an opportunity for him to step up and get in there, and he found a way to contribute offensively, so that should help his confidence.
The San Jose Sharks record is now 37-34-7. They've lost 2 in a row, heading back home to take on Vancouver in the home finale on Saturday. The Sharks with 81 points. Meanwhile, Anaheim, at least for the moment, jumped ahead of Vegas in the standings with their 42nd win of the year. They have 89 points on the year with a 42-32-5 overall record. The first-place position in the Pacific Division is definitely not decided yet, and Edmonton, Vancouver, Edmonton, Vegas, and Anaheim are all definitely in it. Vancouver, definitely not. That is our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.